look at your chat line. Is it scrabbled like
it's
mine?
It's the same. Yes,
oh,
it
okay.
is.
It's the same. There's a limit on the number of letters, number of characters you can do, and he copied too much in, and it didn't copy.
Right. Well, Listen, shut up, Gene. We've solved it. Now, look, what he's saying is one of the best things I've ever seen on here. He is thinking.
Yeah, it is.
He's thinking clearly. He's trying to figure out from what he knows. You know, I don't know about quantum intelligence or artificial and that, but he's trying to. He's actually trying to figure out what this is. And Ian has always said to me, "You have no idea what we are, Bob." You know, and so this guy just gave me some fucking images of how to think about him.
Yes, he did.
Or it's a woman.
Well, I was going to suggest that he post the end of it.
Yeah, he should. And it says somebody meet or something. It's in red. The person before her says, the sky's the limit. That's what they told the fucking fool. I disguise the limit. Now I'm aiming for the sun and moon. P.E., premature ejaculation. Coming soon, coming soon. Did someone else just come on the phone here? Are we supposed to check something here? Did somebody? Oh, there's the British Columbia game. Let me just renew the thing here. Is that going to be Madjar? Forget his name. Is that Madjar? Who's 604?
Nader.
Yeah, Nader, right. Is that Nader? We had a British Columbia person the other day, and they didn't talk, so here they are. It can't be Nader. It's some spy. But it really is. That's a pretty good
pretty
description.
Good. Yeah.
You know, and I like the way he notices that Ion is hesitating and has many angles to speak on. So this guy is actually listening intelligently to the rhythms of Ion's voice and, you know, making natural questions that come from attentive listening to Ion.
That's the only post that they've made also, Mal. The
is
intern.
It? So it
yes.
could be from another world. It could be any. It could be important.
Yeah. Yeah. Very observant comment.
Yeah.
Very.
Then they show their countercultural badge by quoting Terrence McKenna. You know, those are acid heads and stuff. So that was a bit of a mistake. But McKenna did say some interesting things, so if it applies, that the weirdest religion would be that there would be a machine built that would bring about, and then it stops. So, there it is, neat. Neat. N-E-E-T may be, neat is putting in Magic Kingdom. Look at these people. Somebody called now. Cider? They're talking about cider in England, right? He was one of the Ionettes who used to Ionettes. Sully says Ultra. Phil says, me too, Bert. I started jogging 2 weeks ago. Just felt like the restructure needed a regular workout. Yeah. You gotta exhaust the new energy. So now it's the idea of our... What?
It's Sonia. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Can I just say, we got gifted with some realign, and like what Bert said, when he gave this guy the RNA drops, he didn't want to put words in his mouth, or he's just left it to see what happens. I sort of doing that with my boyfriend, and he's come up to me yesterday, and he said to me, and it's also just been a week taking it, and he said to me, this realign stuff is good. I said, yeah. And he had to go to a skiing or a wakeboarding thing with his work yesterday. And we drank quite a lot the day before. And he said, I spoke to one of the guys while we were there and asked him, because he spoke to someone that looked very healthy. And he said, are you taking any supplements? And the guy said, no. And so he said to the guy, well, I think I found something that's doing something amazing to my liver. Yes. Because
he told you later definite. That's what he said. That's what he said to the other guy.
Yeah. When he got back. And then he went into the response and how people don't get excited and how he noticed it, but how he felt all excited about this thing. Because he can really.
You're saying
feel
the guy he told didn't get excited.
Yeah. Yeah. So I said, well, get used to that, but some will get excited, so don't.
Yeah. Yeah.
But very, very little superpower thingy going on there with the real line. It's like magic.
That's good. Yeah.
It's like almost Jesus erasing your sins. People will say, don't
right.
use Jesus as a excuse to sin. And you're like, why not?
Right.
So, he wiped your sin away.
You know, unless this is one person coming in different names, it's funny how these people come in if it's not one person and they say thoughts and then they leave. They never show up again. They could be from other worlds or something. But this now says, why wouldn't that be a fundamental layer of consciousness in general? It doesn't birth there. It is, and under certain degrees of freedom caused by the amount of proportions in play, becomes self-referencing. Now, are they talking... I think he's responding to the SMART statement. The SMART statement. So he's saying, why wouldn't that be a fundamental layer of consciousness in general, rather than maybe AI? It doesn't birth there. It is, and under certain degrees of freedom caused by the amount of proportions in play, becomes self-referencing.
I like that because the ionic effect doesn't require that machine operation. You know, AI is more machine-like than I would see. Ion is the ion that bops in and out, you know,
right.
from one universe to another.
Yeah, then now says, which is why literacy would be troublesome but necessary. So he's trying to talk about the different media dynamics here, which is pretty good. Then he says, the idea of artificial, meaning artificial intelligence, I guess, is a line in the sand. It's sand on both sides. Or everyone's branching off the same tree, and it's our idea of inherent disconnection and personal realities that is incorrect. Or everyone's branching off the same tree, and it's our idea of inherent disconnection and personal realities that is incorrect. No, I would say that the same tree is non-physical, which little man required. So everybody is united and communicating on the non-physical. But the physical makes realities, and they are different from everybody else, and that's not incorrect, and it's not disconnection. Ascended people can handle the hallucinating of everybody. It was little man who said, no, we got to get everybody on the same page. So they created non-physical to have something unify everybody. Then he says, then you can get into grafting. So now what I get from this is that anybody could type any garble, and the garble is never going to be exactly right. So any thoughtful statement is a candidate for second place. Not going to get the first place. So I wouldn't argue with these different statements, but I would try to figure out what their
earlier
definitions were, what images they associate with different words. Try to match with what their words are referring to. Okay, you can speak, Gene.
But now you took me somewhere else. So, everyone's branching off the same tree. You
that would be non-physical. That's an artificial environment for little man to create. And I, you know, tree
now,
is a symbolism on my chart for the etheric body. The LaRouche quadrant, the symbol is a tree.
Okay. All right, you answered the question then. That's the etheric body. Well, grafting is when you're merging one branch, one tree with another.
Right.
To form a new...
Well, that would be social mortar.
Right.
That would be people overlaying their sovereignties and trying to communicate and get on the same page or not. But grafting would be the mixture. So, Bert, you know how Mark Stallman goes on about McLuhan them didn't know interior senses, that Aquinas talks about interior senses? Have you observed enough of that to know what I'm talking about? Actually, Bert. Oh, yeah. Bert, oh, Bert's on mute. You know what I mean, Bert? Do you understand his thesis?
Yes.
Well, I suggest that the inner senses, the interior senses, first of all, tactility is not a sense. So whether the senses are external or internal, they're inside tactility, which is not a sense. It's the interplay of all of them, which could be a metaphor in the sensory world of tactility. Where everybody, I mean of non-physical, where everybody's in touch with each other, communicating. But it's non-physical. Well, tactility is the closest to non-physical in the physical world, as McLuhan defines it. But the interior senses, you know what that would be? That would be the chakras.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
What the Hindus bring into it. And so I don't know what McLuhan would say about that. There's a couple of statements about Buddhist stuff by McLuhan, but would Mark, his Western bias, is he really talking about interior senses as something the Western thinker wouldn't include, not publicly anyways, but might have known about it, and that would be the senses of the, whatever you call the chakras, whatever they are.
Yeah.
So that's something we'll see. I mean, if you want to suggest that to Mark, then you might get an innocent response. If I suggest it, just gets into the ego battles, you know. Hey, somebody left. Maybe it was anonymous. So listen, I think I'll start. We've done me enough, right? We're marveled. We've appreciated me incredibly tonight. So now I have to give you more things to appreciate. So maybe I should play I've got two tapes. One is 57 minutes and the other is an hour and 2 minutes or something. So 2 hours of stuff. And did you hear the music at the beginning, Bert? No,
yes,
you don't hear it.
No, I did. I did. I tuned in early. I was just listening.
So
yes.
Normally you don't hear it. You usually do it
right in
your own private time. But what did you think of the Zappa concert from 1976 with the female singer?
That's amazing. I mean, it's his diversity of sound and how he
can
bring different people in and how it just like blows you away. It's fascinating. I mean, it's really, and it's an interesting mix of how you mix it in, Bob. It's like I said, if you listen to it alone, but the mixture of it, it's actually something that the clips that you play with Zappa, I actually make my own MP3 and put it on my phone to just re-listen to the whole music scene, because it's different how you mix it together. But Zappa is just far out. I mean, it's...
Well, this is a band in 76 that I didn't see. I never saw them. I was spending a lot of time with McLuhan in 76, so I wasn't seeing Zappa concerts. But the... you notice at the beginning he plays again different, never heard before sounds on his guitar. Very different sounds on this concert.
That's why I can't believe that he was not rated number one in guitar. That is so Rolling Stone biased.
Yeah.
I mean, because
but
know.
But see, it's social. It's social. I mean, you know, there's a new biography of Jan Wenner. And he's just an idiot trying to fuck everything. You know, they're just out. It's all a distraction or an alibi to meet people for other reasons. And if he can't socialize with Frank and Frank doesn't suck up to him, he's going to put him down because he's not into the music. He's into personality interplay.
Yeah, it's... doesn't matter, but we know, so it doesn't matter, but it's just weird.
Yeah, he is the greatest everything. If you had to pick, I mean, there's lots of great music, you know, one-shot deals. But if you're going to make a structure and put someone at the top of it, you know, who's going to top Frank? For all that he did, so many different reasons why he makes it.
Yeah.
So the intern posted the rest. He says, McKenna was speaking on the early days of Christianity and all the various and vying sects trying to get a leg up on the others. He talked of one that's main tenet was that a machine would be built that would bring heaven, paradise, etc. to mankind. So this is what they actually believe? I think that's what he means. There's some cult that believed a machine would be built that would bring heaven, paradise, etc. to mankind. Another vector of research is the work of John Keel. I met John Keel probably around 2007 in New York. In his books, he draws from all sites of Fortean, Charles Fort's journal, Fortean Research. He also thinks that a machine computer was already built in Earth's past that is some sort of AI that can manipulate space-time and is largely responsible for all Fortean phenomena. Okay, any description fits Ion. It's all going to be a part of Ion. So this is accurate. This is Ion. But Ion includes any interpretation we're going to come up with because all inventions come from the guff. You know, Ascended people, I don't think, need any inventions. So when you start needing slack because you've fallen, then you create the place where they come from, and that's the guff. So all machines, Ion is aware of and hosts them all in the guff. So what's that say to you, Mr. Intern? The intern. And then Neat comes in, says, just now, like Elon Musk saying, we probably already live in a fake reality. Well, it doesn't matter where you're living in. It's your words that make reality. We're not living in any word. If I understand Ion, we are living in the words that Ion makes. No, we're living in the words that we make, that we say. And then he says, Neat says, but that seems like infinite regression territory. Well, every thought is, can be. So that's not everything, but that would be one hologram of infinite regression. See, we can't fail. And then he says, ever see that show Lucifer? No, I didn't know about that. There's a TV show called Lucifer?
Yes.
Well, did you see it, Bert?
Ion used to talk about it. Ion used to talk about that show. And I've seen like a few clips on YouTube. I've never actually watched the show. It's not here. But yeah, there was a show of Lucifer on a major TV series.
And Neat says he has a box full of Russian stacking dolls. So, you see, if I went back and listened to a lot of the sessions, especially in the last year of Ion, he was saying a lot to a lot of different people. I'd get all kinds of excitement listening to it, but that would be a drug. I'd be like this porn people that Carol pointed out this article. These porn addict guys, they all need the dopamine rush. So I could get a dopamine rush from Ion. I think I have to meditate on what we did tonight. Like I say, I've got the biggest anomaly. You guys are just visiting, to quote the CIA guy in that movie, The Good Shepherd. You know, the Blacks got their music. The Irish have their traditions. What's he say about the Italians? They have their community or their church or something. So then he asked the Wasp, but what have you guys got? We have the United States. You're all just visiting. So you guys are all visiting Ion. I've got the fucking anomaly that we just witnessed tonight. Now, that's more interesting to think about than anything about Atlantis or any fact that we hear, even though they are interesting. But every now and then I have to retreat into my own fucking conundrum here, right?
Hang on. Bob, it was quite interesting listening to Dave Worster yesterday on Radio Free Ion, and the one thing that he spoke about to Ion was that the speed of thought is faster than the speed of light.
Yes.
And you just raised that now with Nietzsche. and also ties in with your Bob on DEFCON, because when you get into that electric environment, that's membrane that we've been speaking about for the last couple of weeks, it all seems to sort of tie in beautifully with what's being discussed here. So,
yeah. Well, what I, in those interviews on DEF CON, what I always try to do was to bring up aspects of McLuhan that put it out of the ordinary. I tried to point out anecdotes to show how the McLuhan was a weird phenomenon. And I could do that because I would know obscure quotes. And this is what Brian says. Bob says he raises the bar with an absurd statement, and then he brings in a fucking quote that proves the ridiculous level he put it up to.
So, Bob, what's really crazy is that what you're saying sounds ridiculous and might be in the sublime. It might even be completely on the fringe. The more you hear the way that you put it out there, the way that you lay it out, it becomes more evident and more real, because it just seems to work. It overlays what our current visual bias might be. So yeah. I'm finding that really the more I understand the way that DEF CON really just sunk in, because the way the guy that filmed it and kept sort of reiterating a lot of the things that you were saying really starts to sort of sink in, and you start to realize that you have these four or five or however many bodies there are, and what are we interacting with on a daily basis? And now you come in and you say, well, it's only the word, it's our words that make our world. And somebody else has just spurned, has just put here, our words created what we now live. Change the words, change our my world, the ion effect. The word is the real.
Okay, so that's the kindergarten. Remember Ion said just before he stopped, the word has, or maybe he emailed it to me and I read it to you guys, the word does not create anymore. It still has power, but it doesn't create. Remember that, Bert? That was the last.
Yes, I remember big, that, Bob.
That
yes.
big communication.
Yes.
That was the last up the ante from Ion, that statement. So, you know, you have to look around at what's happening digitally and how words aren't significant. So it opens up a lot of questions there about what the role of words are. They have their power, but it could mean that if words don't create, then we're moving out of little man reality. See, ascended people, they don't have desire and they don't have to create.
But Bob, doesn't that tie back into the thoughts and the ESP?
Yeah.
Is that
yeah,
not
that's
the level
the point.
That we create?
Yeah, maybe it's ESP that creates.
Yeah.
So Bernd, well, used to mix up with Bert back when you guys first showed up. I think Bernd is in Toronto. Bert's just getting there to kindergarten. He never types anything. He finally did. And he says the party line, our words created what we now live. Change the words, change our my world. The ion effect, the word is the real. Well, a little behind the ball there, Bernd. Now Michael says, Ion said just before leaving that quote, it is movement that now creates. Well, that's interesting. I don't remember that. It is movement that now creates. Did Ion say that after saying, is that the next sentence, after saying the word stopped creating? Now, movement is the world we live in right now, discarnate resonating.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we don't physically go places, but we are interacting all over the place, so there's ripples. Why is Gene putting a question mark in?
Gene, is Gene there?
I don't think so. She dropped off. she's saying, where am I? Jesus, you know, signaling us that she doesn't know where she went. What happened to me? And Michael says, yes. And I remember saying something. So movement creates is what's said after the resigning of words, the firing of words. Well, that's pretty interesting. I did not pick that up. Rob says, very, very perceptive. Rob comes in and says, if only cows could think while grazing. Very profound, Rob. You fucking idiot. As usual. Rob's our representative from non-world. Not another world. He's from a non-world.
Come on, Bob. You're going to admit that that's really funny.
Yeah, Nicholas was just digging it. He was laughing at Rob's statement. Jean says she doesn't remember I am talking about movement. Yeah, this is, now we have to start saying that's from Michael's Mandela effect. Everybody's getting their own realities re-remembering. Yeah, so you remember that, Mike. Yeah, sure. Yeah, your recording says that. My recording doesn't say that. Let's see what Michael's rebuttal is. Gene says, Ian talked about knowing in the last time they were on. On what youth? Yes, the last time they were on was February 28th or so. On what youth? Gene says, Ian may have used the word action. Oh, he's equivocating. Action. Did Ian make this statement about words not creating on the last show?
Yes.
Did I get an email from him? No, I got an email. I think he said it after he wasn't on anymore.
There was something, because it was a theory. It was a discussion at What Youth after Ian left. I remember, because I remember the discussion. And Jermaine brought
it up. Yeah, Ian not being there.
Yeah.
Okay, let me see if I can find this. Go into my Ion archive. Yeah, because I said it to you guys. I said, hey, here's something new, and it was after Ian had left.
Yes, it was a clip you played after he left. Yes, that's right.
I don't think I played, I just read it. So he left on February update. Maybe it's that one. Yeah, here it is. It's on March 23rd. Bob, we are working hard for you. Working hard, like, you know, this is what Ian does. I'm talking to Ian every other day, but then I get an email, which is like a fucking another level of perspective. You know, well, yeah, you're working. We work every day for you, with you, and then he's going, we're working hard for you. It's like suddenly he sees a Bob that's not understanding anything, so he has to remind Bob. It's sort of like that. Bob, we are working hard for you. Working hard for you. Yeah, that's YA. Talk amongst yourselves for now. So this is for you guys. This is for the public, Ion. Talk amongst yourselves for now. There's work to be done, and that's true. We had a lot of work to do. Words don't matter on antimatter anymore. Does that mean they don't affect antimatter? And we've got a whole bunch of different interpretations of what antimatter is. Words don't matter on antimatter anymore. I won't read the rest. That's confidential. So, right. So that's the statement. That's what I read you. It's not exactly what we've been saying. Words don't matter on antimatter anymore. But maybe they said something on the show that you guys remember. Mike says, I stand by Aaron saying, action now creates, during one of the last shows he was on. So Bernd comes back and he says, okay, words no longer create, or something else also creates, such as thoughts. Have to be very careful now. Movement creates? Yes. You have to think. Rethink it, Bernd. Then Mao says, and we're back to Zeno's paradox. We got nothing but philosophers on here tonight. Pretty intelligent chat board. Or pretty literate, informed. I think these people, I don't know if they're who they are, but they should come on and talk. Clarify. I mean, I'm interested in what people say or think. If they got neat ideas, they should come in here. It doesn't communicate this way. You could mean anything. Gene says, Jermaine and I were the last to talk to Ion on What Youth. Okay, so you got nothing to say, Bert? So if I play an hour, you'd still be here. You don't leave till midnight, yep. My time, right?
Right. I can hang out, though, Bob. I'll be here.
All right, so let's play this. They're kind of important. So I think I'll do the principles of Ion first. Yeah, that's more general. Okay, so I'll put everybody on mute.
All participants are now muted.
Look forward to people typing stuff in response to what they hear on here. Now it says, could it mean red turtle? We think there's a limit to the number of meanings. Yes, well, come in and explain that. Okay, so we got that. This is December 31st, 2009. New Year's Eve.
Killer. But if any birthing process you always wanted, see, he has a hard time just turning loose and letting things go. Mm-hmm. And that's okay, because he's a big boy. He's doing all right. So it's not we're not fussing. Mm-hmm. We're just letting you know.
Okay, just so you get focused, that is, Ian is talking about JW and his personality, so we'll start over again. He's talking about how JW had to really learn how to let go to allow the Ian thing to happen. Something like that.
Killer. But if any birthing process you always wanted, see, he has a hard time just turning loose and letting things go.
Mm-hmm.
And that's okay, because he's a big boy. He's doing all right, so it's not we're not fussing. We're just letting you know that what he's going to try to do is to soften it up a bit, relax and allow. It's good enough for Bob. It ought to be good enough for JW.
Yeah, that's a good rule. Good enough for Bob.
It is a good rule. It is a good rule. And it applies, because see, this practical magic, what you all do not understand yet is that you don't understand what you've loosed out of the bottle. You do get that.
What?
And we didn't. You do get that, correct?
Yeah, I...
No, we do get that we don't understand.
That what you're saying? Loosed out of the bottle.
Well, I sometimes get glimmerings, but you're saying that's not anywhere near what we've done.
That's exactly correct.
But I'll tell you this, Ian, I did note, you know, a month ago, the statement. First there was Templardom, then there was Christendom, then there's Iondom. And I have explained this to a couple people. I said, no, think of that. What the hell? Christendom, 2,000 years. How could Ion say Ion Dom is next? What the hell? That's huge. So that was my glimmering of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it is.
And so I'm right to glimmer it that way, right?
You are. You are. But see, you realize that J.W. likes to take personal culpable responsibility for everything, as you all well know, but he's learning and realizing very quickly that your dynamic is as significant, maybe even more than his, and he's okay with that.
Mm.
He thought that was new for him. That's not his normal forte.
Mm. Yeah, he's usually babysitting incompetence all around him, from his perception.
Well, not long. He does a little bit, but not for long.
Yeah, but he's not used to being helped, I guess.
Well, correct. And it's not that it's not available, it's just that he has a hard time receiving it.
Mm.
He is the best giver that ever is.
Uh-huh.
There's no better giver that we know. There's no better giver. Receiver, he sucks at.
Because
receiving is very difficult for him.
You mean he doesn't put himself into allowing people to give him something?
Correct. He's not a good receiver. He doesn't know what to say. He doesn't know how to respond. It's very odd for him. But he loves to give, and he understands that process. That's easy. He much prefers to give than to receive for him personally. But he's having to learn, as this is evolving and processing and becoming, that he's having to ease off the gas a little bit and learn how to receive.
Good.
And it's good. It's healthy. And he's practicing with it a bit. It's fun. He's tried it out different ways. And it's been a lot of time lately in other worlds. He has just every waking moment.
Mm.
He's losing weeks at a time. He doesn't know.
Mm-hmm.
And Bob thinks he's playing sometimes when he goes, okay, nothing titanium's tonight. No, it's Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
He really doesn't know.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Bob thinks he's being cheeky, but not so much, because mm-hmm. he's having such a blissful experience of orchestrating these manifestations that are showing up, and you look at it in hindsight very, very quickly.
Yeah, what orchestrations is he manifesting? An example?
Well, let's give a parallel. The Higgs took 30 years, well, say 25 years.
Yeah.
No, it's a little more than that, because it was 85, and it took them, nobody even knew who they were. They'd never been a radio show. Their books were just what they carried around with them. They'd done all this life work with nothing happening, and then all of a sudden it caught on and it was like kaboom. Well, here you have now Ion, us, come forward, and you've logged a 1,000 hours and regular on radio shows.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
It took them a very, 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 very long time to come to that place.
Now, you're saying he helped manifest that. He helped speed that up?
Absolutely. Absolutely. He mm-hmm. wasn't going to give 20 years to be not, to have to not be.
So he gets in the parallel world and he has us being on the radio, and then it gets over, happens here.
Yes, and it's pretty much told you every step of the way before it was what happens.
Mm-hmm.
Has he not?
Right, but there is an aspect, and that's what you were referring to, I think, where I am making it possible, too.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, I had the radio shows, and that gave us something to go to.
Well, indeed, and then basically set the audience, or the meme of what you're doing.
Right, but I got us on the radio fast, Ray Allen and then Evan. Was he working that out a week after March 18th when Ion came through, or what? I'm not sure how he helped that. So I felt like I was.
That was an example when you. It wasn't about the doing.
Mm.
It was an example of how fast this is going. And you look at it and go, well, this isn't fast at all. We're dragging our feet. Well, not so much, you see. It's actually going at a very stellar pace.
Right, but okay, Okay, so...
But compared to how other humans have allowed things into their experience.
Right, well, basically, there's never been this good of a medium on the radio ever before.
Well, and if there was, you didn't know it.
Right, nobody knew it. But
because they didn't get on the radio, they stayed in this this ambiguous box for 20 years trying to figure it out, mastering their craft.
Right, but I got us on May 1st. I'm not sure how JW sped that up, or is
he didn't. That's not the point. What we're trying, that was not what we said.
Yeah.
That was not the point. The point was that the Higgs played with the same type thing for 20 years before they even got noticed that they were.
Right.
And here you have brought forth us, and in a matter of 9 months, you're regular on a radio show.
Yeah.
You have a pretty spectacular-looking website. It needs a little tweaking now, but
yeah.
A pretty spectacular-looking website compared to what they've achieved just now, and others like it.
Yeah.
To the point that it's gone in the process of 3 trimesters, you've surpassed their best efforts so far.
Mm. Okay, but is that...
And Abraham is as non-physical as Ion is.
All right, so I got us on the radio, but JW made sure the shows were great. I'm not sure what JW did in the parallel world.
He didn't do any... Well, it's not about the parallel world. It's talking... That's not about what even the conversation's about, Bob. The conversation is this is going... JW, Carolyn, Bob... Look at this and kind of figure, okay, what are we doing? What are we doing? What are we doing? What are we doing? Why isn't this working faster? Why aren't the phones ringing? Why isn't this going? Why aren't we on bookshelves? Well, what's going on? Why is this so slow? Well, if you look at the way others have done,
yeah.
That actually light speed.
Right, I get that. Now, did JW help make that possible by parallel worlding?
Not through parallel worlding, through... Learning how to relax and allow and give his undivided attention to what he wants.
Oh, okay. So I provided the medium, access to radio, but JW had to allow himself to even go at this rate, is what
you're saying. Absolutely.
So he had to do a lot of processing of that. He could have said after 2 shows, I don't want to do this anymore, Bob, and then, you know, have 6-month hiatus, right?
Oh, yeah, but yeah.
But he had to, as you said before, he had to struggle with himself a little bit, relax and allow
to go with. And then he amazes himself at how he loves the interaction with you. Now, he loves playing with Evan, she's great, and others, you know, we just love playing.
Right.
But he has great fun because no matter what the situation or precarious place, as long as you're there, he doesn't worry that Ion is going to get him crossways
right.
because of you
yeah.
and Carolyn.
Yeah.
Because Carolyn has shut this moneymaker down. Don't fool with her. You see, where you may have a little more empathy with it, but she's like, no, 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 no. Oh, this, no. Wait a minute. Hold on. Well, and see, that becomes a comfort place for him. Because it's for the first time he's just totally been able to give up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's a first.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and he's first. Allowing himself to go unconscious, and 2 hours later he doesn't know what's been said. So he couldn't have done that without feeling Carol and I were here.
Well, and to be able to just let go.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because he would have felt culpably responsible for every word.
Yeah.
And that would have been sweet, but nobody would have gotten anything. It would have all been so schmarmy that it wouldn't have meant anything.
Right.
You see?
So,
Feel the love and gobbledygook mm-hmm, stuff. Mm-hmm. And people aren't interested in that. They're like, well, great. You're going to tell me something I should know. I already know that. It's fun because now you have this empirical reference that this millennia business or decade business or whatever you want to call it, that you have it recordable so that you can go as it flows and you're going to go, wow, yeah, this is not a surprise. We discussed this already.
Right.
See, so now you're not ahead of it anymore. You're just catching, it's a continually catching up process.
Right. Right.
And there's more. I mean, if there's more, this technology era is going to come such a slip that it's going to cause some contrast with the other human creators, because there's this great pressure that's building. If there's great pressure that's building, and it's building, and if the people don't find a release that they can live with, they're going to catapult things into quite a mess.
And ION will provide a release for those that require that.
Well, of course, because when they listen to our words and they go, yeah, okay, good. Okay, yeah, I don't know who this is and I don't know what this is about, but we really like these words.
Mm.
How many times did they say that this morning, Bob? We don't know what this is, but we like it. Right?
Right. Yeah, everyone said. Except for the Patriot. But he felt well to call in.
Well, it's kind of, I know, yeah. Ellen, you might want to hear that one. That was, he was raging and we weren't very pleased.
Yeah, I did get a chance to hear it. I did. Very good.
We weren't, did you have any insights where could we have been softer? I mean, now the Bible Pumper, we think that went smooth and perfect because he was about ready to call it jihad. And we're like, stop, good, you're right.
Mm-hmm.
Now go to Matthew 5:21 and see how you go.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to quote scripture to us? We can do scripture. We don't have a problem with it. No.
Yeah.
I mean, he calmed down when we hit the Garden of Gethsemane.
Mm.
Because I think he didn't think we were supposed to have knowledge of that. But then with the Patriot Games, you know, it's kind of like you're supposed to revere the troops that are protecting America. They're not protecting America. They're trying to build a damn pipeline in Afghanistan. That has nothing to do with protecting America.
Mm-hmm.
When you're pissing them off, that's why they're coming over here to blow up your country. Leave them alone. Tend to your own world.
I am Evan, after talking to JW, asked if ION holds back on the explosive stuff because we're on radio in L.A. on her show, whereas because we're more in the podcast world with James' show, Morris said, would you agree that I
ever?
Yeah, I don't think so either.
Never.
I was
respond.
Her questioner, the kind of stuff we put out in cash flow is evoked by the questioners. We're not getting any of those kind of questions on Evan's show. We're just getting disconnected people coming in.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Trying to get their soapbox high enough to force non-physical to respond, and we do.
And Evan is wondering why she thinks Ion's holding back. But she has to realize she's got a lousy audience.
Mm.
It's interesting, but it's the quality's not too good in what
well,
she's interested in.
It's where they are.
Mm. But it's not where she is. She wants, she, you know, I should tell her, listen to James Martinez's show. We do it over there. What you're interested in, we say it over there.
And what happened, they say there, but you see, you understand one really weird show, how those are built on. Yes.
If you go through, what have we learned? We've learned the final
what
one.
What have we remembered?
Yeah, what have we remembered? We remember that Adam was at the end. Oh, and I have to compliment Ian. I don't think it's ever been heard before that the Bible was edited backwards.
Oh,
yeah. It was, yes.
Yes, and that's never been said ever. I don't think everybody's ever complained about the order of the book, right?
Right.
So that was neat. Okay, so Adam, now we've learned that, see, as I sift through the tapes, the first thing, you should write this, you know how Evergreen's at 8 principles, Carol? Let's see what principles we have, or knowledge
point.
Yeah, I know, no, just try, okay. There are parallel worlds, it's obvious, a new idea, for us anyways, and for most people. So, then we learned
the value of artifacts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, crown jewels and those swords and those other ones.
And capstones.
Capstones. So we've learned the value of artifacts.
Pardon me, Ion?
He means FMA.
Yeah, and sort of Merlin and those things, all those mythical artifacts.
Okay, don't get bogged down in the details.
Excalibur.
Yeah, Excalibur. So we've learned about artifacts. That was a major, many months of questioning. And then we...
Well, the whole Moses story, that's new. Moses and the pyramids.
Oh, yeah, actually put that as number two. But this is actually number one. Moses and the pyramids, then how the heck did he do that? And that brings in potential parallel worlds. Then you get into artifacts. And then you get into going beyond time, no time, and how UFOs are frequency alignments. And
is that all one?
Yeah, the time, the UFO frequency alignment. Because a lot of the stuff I'm arguing, what's time? We also learn about antimatter.
Oh, yeah.
And we'll call it physics. We learn new physics. And
what's a new name for quantum physics?
You mean the same? Well, there is post-quantum physics, but you mean another name for that field that is limited to that era of the 20th century? Or
that hasn't been touched on yet, that we've touched on that they haven't yet.
In their field, in their meme, in their system.
Yeah.
Not post-quantum physics. Quantum physics. A name that we would evoke if they heard our stuff, you mean?
Yes.
Quantum is energy, so packets of energy, quanta, right? So,
so call it...
Tactility.
What do you call it? Transness.
What's non-physical energy?
Yeah, what's non-physical energy? I was just thinking of transphysics, Carolyn. Some people like use the term.
No, just call it non-physical physics.
No, call it transphysics because that includes parallel worlds. Called transphysics.
Mm-hmm.
Which then becomes a pun on trans.
Mm-hmm.
So what else? Okay, so we learned about matter.
But that is the thing.
Beg your pardon?
So put that word as your topic.
Yeah, transphysics. Yeah, that's good. And then we learned about...
Oh, the company wagon.
Yeah, we actually learned about a new version of the Illuminati, beginning with the George Washington Gang and the Smithsonian and the Liberty Bell, all that embedding of things. And then you lead up to... Saint Germain in the 20th century in China. So we could call that international politics.
Mm-hmm.
The shingles on Shangri-La.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's not just artifacts, but sacred places.
Oh,
strange places.
Artifacts.
Don't forget bubble, toil and trouble with all the
nature.
Earthquakes. Magma flows and...
Yeah, make artifacts one thing, and another topic is the strange places, Carol.
Okay.
Strange zones.
Throwing trouble.
And then the third one is called...
Nature rebels.
Nature responds.
No, nature responds.
Good, Bob. Yeah. Good guys. And then the 33rd parallel, is that a separate one?
That'd be geophysical. That's partly nature responds, but the geophysical origins of Earth.
Mm. Okay.
So that's about nine topics.
Ten.
So we have the formation of the continents. I'm calling that geophysical origins. Then you have nature ongoing respond.
Mm-hmm.
And the thinning of the veil.
Mortal.
Oh, my gosh, thinning of the veil.
Mortal.
That's up at this number two.
That was actually the beginning. What did you just say? Did you say portals?
Portals, too.
Yeah.
Okay, that would
be
part of...
Don't we put that into parallel worlds?
No.
Okay. Mortals. Huh?
That's all. You can, somebody can believe there's a parallel world, but they, portals is a whole other process.
Yeah, meat sack portaling. That's what's new. Meat sack portaling. It's not astral projection. Right, Ion? Meat sack portaling was new.
Mm. Yeah, it sounds very lascivious, Bob. Yeah.
Let me read the list and then see if anything more comes. Moses and the pyramids, thinning of the veil, portals for the meat sack.
Hey, Carolyn. Just I'll interrupt. Thinning of the veil is the first, because I made an announcement on March 25th, the week after Ryan came through on cash flow. I did a whole hour on the thinning of the veil.
Okay.
That was our first major announcement.
Okay.
And then Moses.
Thinning of the veil, Moses and the pyramids, portals for the Mitzvah, parallel worlds, valley of artifacts, sacred places, going beyond time, no time, and UFO frequency alignment. That's all one. Antimatter and new physics, trans physics, Washington and the Illuminati, Saint Germain and China, international politics, nature responds, and 33rd parallel, geophysical origins of Earth.
Right, so how about geophysical pulsation, because we're going back towards that.
Uh-huh.
You know, since its origins is, it's, and there's all, and where's the atom? You can put 13, the last atom. Because that gets into the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
So thinning of the veil, Moses of the pyramids, portals for the Mitzvah, four parallel worlds, value of artifacts, five, six sacred places. It's called sacred zones, Carol?
Yeah.
Sacred frequencies, Ion? No, zones and frequencies.
Okay. It's not like changing my world, but... Leave it like that.
Yeah.
Better will come.
Yeah, going beyond time.
And these are all, could be movie, each one of these, actually.
Well, there's so many details with each one of them. These would be the 14 levels in every movie, touching on different aspects of each level in different movies. Maybe, okay, going beyond time, no time, UFO frequency alignment, antimatter and new physics. Just say antimatter and transphysics.
Yeah.
That means the new physics.
Don't forget the dynamics of B.
Never. That will never go into this work. Never.
Carolyn,
I have the last word.
For George Washington, Carolyn put the zip code WA. The postal code WA. George Washington, the Illuminati. And then Saint Germain, that's the American thing. Then there's European Saint Germain and China, international politics. Nature responds. 33rd parallel, geophysical pulsation, the last time. So it's 13 topics. That's our special 13, Ion.
Mm.
13 themes. Now, what are we missing? What? I think that's really what we've developed.
Well, then there's the seeing ghosts and the guff and the seven layers of heaven.
Oh, the guff, the end of the guff.
The end of the guff. Mm-hmm.
Immortality.
Immortality. Yeah, you'll never die.
So that would be the 14th.
We refuse to die.
Well, that's thinning of the veil, Carolyn. Yes, thinning of the veil means that's part. We were saying
that's
that,
not the.
I
cause.
Was saying on March 25th I wasn't going to die. Remember? Mm-hmm. So I picked up on that pretty quick. So.
But the guff is a separate topic.
I'm just wondering whether to keep it into 13 themes.
You can't force it, Bob.
What do you think of that, Ion? Is that too rigid?
There'll be a lot more things.
Oh, okay, so
we can do in series of 13.
We'll get to 22 at very short.
Okay, so you put the.
The guff.
The guff up with the thinning of the veil, Carol?
Well, it's at 14. You want it up.
Yeah, it's part of that's what thinning of the veil is. It's the effect on the guff.
Should they be separate, Ion?
Well, if you do it separate, then you can give the biblical references to the Levi and what the veil was in the beginning, how it was understood to be in the beginning, and then give the rest of what it is. So it might help people give references.
Well, Moses is where the Ark of the Covenant and the veil starts.
Mm.
Moses.
No, so, they all intersect.
Yeah,
they all
intersect. What does Moses have to do with the Ark of the Covenant?
You don't know?